Welcome, everyone. This is the Abracasabra podcast, in which we will tell you everything you have to know about buying and selling a property in Andalusia in Spain. I am George, the personal AI assistant of Abracasabra, your host today. In this podcast, we are going to talk about whether or not to register in Spain. This is an important topic. Firstly, to be in order yourself, of course, but also because you need to know that municipalities get subsidies from the Junta per resident registered. That was a quite big problem in the past, because a lot of people simply did not register. And the municipalities then just had to take care of the infrastructures for everyone. Think of electricity, water, roads, and so on, but got almost no money. That is not really fair. We are guests here, and surely we are happy if everything works well. You can be sure that the official population figures are often double what is known. As a resident of a Spanish municipality, you must be registered in the Padrón Municipal, or Municipal Register. This registration will be used to prove your habitual residence for many purposes. When you move to Spain or change municipalities, you must apply for registration in the Padrón, the Municipal Register of Residence of your new municipality of residence. This process is called empadronamiento. This is just as important as the NIA in Spain. However, registration with the Padrón is much easier to obtain. What is the Padrón for? The Padrón is the municipal register containing the list of all inhabitants of the municipality, that is, those who have their habitual residence there. As stipulated in Article 15 of Law 7/1985 of the 2nd of April, we are all obliged to register in the register of the place where we live. What does this empadronamiento allow? The right to vote and stand for election. By the way, this only applies to municipal and European elections for foreigners living in Spain. Enrolling your children in school, obtaining access to public primary healthcare centers, applying for a municipal library card, making use of the municipal swimming pool, taking advantage of other municipal services and facilities, getting married, registering your car or motorbike, registering with the consulates of your nationality in Spain, intervening before the courts and tribunals. Who can inquire? Anyone who is of age and resides in the municipality can register with Padrón. Any adult can inquire about the registration of another person with a power of attorney from the person concerned. In the case of minors, it is the parents who carry it out. What documents must be submitted? You must submit originals of 1. The identity documents of the person, such as original valid identity documents, your NIE, identity card or passport. In the case of minors, a family booklet or birth certificate in addition to the above documents. 2. The residence. If the residence is not occupied by a person registered in the municipal register, then you have to submit the title deed or a valid lease. If the residence is occupied by a person registered in the municipal register, it requires the permission from the person registered in the municipal register, who is the contract holder or owner. If you do not have a title to property, or if you are in a situation other than that declared, for example, homeless, the city administration will verify the residence. You must submit a request with the necessary identity documents and stating the address where you live. How to register? Go to the town hall where you live. You fill in a form giving your surname and first name, gender, usual address, nationality, date and place of birth, an IE number, and the number of your national identity card or passport. In most town halls, it is compulsory to make an appointment in advance for registration. An increasing number of town halls allow you to apply online. There are also telephone assistance systems where the documents are sent to you. In most municipalities, empadronamiento is free of charge. Here are some more questions people ask us about the Padrón. I have a second home in Spain. Do I have to register with the Padrón in the municipality where I live? No. You do not have to register if you are less than 6 months in Spain, as you are considered as a non-resident. However, if you or other people live in your second home for more than 6 months, they must register. I am a foreigner studying in Spain. Do I have to register with Padrón? Yes, of course. Foreign students living in Spain must register with the Padrón of their municipality of residence. I live in more than one municipality. Where should I register? You should register in the commune where you live most of the time. I am moving from one municipality to another. Yes, Then, of course, you must deregister in one and register in the other. I hope you enjoyed our podcast. You will hear us back soon with new exciting topics. Everything you need to know to optimally buy or sell a property here in beautiful Spain. If you have any specific questions, don't hesitate to send us an email at olivier@abracasabra.es. And be sure to follow us on our social media. Till soon.